I think Women's Aid, one of the real strengths of Women's Aid has been how political, with a small p, it's been. It's not just been an organisation that does sticking plaster, it's an organisation that really kind of campaigns for real change and long-term changes in the system and in our relationships. And I think that kind of taught me kind of a lot, that there was just more to just providing a safe place for women to go, and that it was an awful lot more about broader societal issues. And I think also it kind of affected my politics. As I say, from university I was kind of traditionally kind of on the left, but the kind of politics I was involved with, there was no real sort of gender politics involved, and it was only really kind of having my own kids reading about it, and that, I suppose, becoming involved with Women's Aid helped to kind of develop that sort of thinking and set it in a more kind of practical level where you could actually do something about it instead of just reading about politics. So for me, setting up a Women's Aid group was a highly political thing to do, with a small p, because you wanted to be able to kind of provide support and all the rest of it, but was a kind of conscious of the fact that it needed to be just more than, there needed to be more than that. And that, in a sense, I suppose I learned that from Women's Aid. Yes, because when I found out about Women's Aid with a view to starting a group up, I liked that aspect to it. It wasn't just providing somewhere safe. It was out there, it was campaigning, it was, it was kind of in your face at that time. It seemed to be in your face because it was different, and it wasn't an easy place to be for people. And so in a sense, being involved with Women's Aid, it was probably being involved with Women's Aid that got me into politics, because at the time we had to go and talk to people who had power. They were male councillors, essentially, because we knew that if we were going to get a refuge, we'd need to get their support, we'd need to persuade them of the need for it, and then get some financial backing from them. So we talked to male councillors about it, and we got the usual response, what about a refuge for men and all this kind of stuff. So you had to develop skills of talking and lobbying and, working with councillors and also social work as well. But, it became, quite apparent that there were quite a lot of barriers, of attitudinal barriers. Women's Aid were regarded as being kind of, on the sort of feminist fringes. And so you had to kind of really kind of break down those sort of attitudinal barriers in order to get support. And that was an education for me about people who were in positions of power and the need to get more women in positions of power, because that was such a struggle.